Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Southeastern Community College will receive $4.9 million courtesy of the reopening of the federal government. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis secured the funding as part of the continuing budget bill. The funding will allow the college to further improve and expand its growing commercial truck driving curriculum. You can look for more on the story at columbuscountynews.com. A Fair Bluff area man has been charged after allegedly threatening deputies with a hammer. Nicholas LaValle was arrested when Columbus County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic dispute on Lakeside Drive on Tuesday. The report said LaValle initially refused to drop the hammer when confronted by deputies, but finally tossed it into a wooded area. He was in possession of a metal pipe containing drug residue when he was taken into custody. LaValle was charged with resisting an officer and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000 secured. The victim in the alleged domestic assault refused to press charges. A bus driver sustained minor injuries after a collision with a truck in Nakina on Wednesday. The bus was empty at the time. The driver of the work truck got out before his vehicle caught fire. The North Carolina State Highway Patrol is currently investigating. According to AAA, nearly 82 million Americans are expected to be on the road during the Thanksgiving holiday, and there's no great shock that gasoline prices are expected to go up. For the majority of North Carolinians, gas prices have increased as much as 10 cents per gallon in the past month, with the Thanksgiving travel period of this Tuesday through December 1st about to begin. According to AAA, Thursday's average for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline is $2.86. A month ago, it was $2.75. The national average for unleaded right now is $3.10. The Columbus County Animal Shelter has reopened two intakes. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers says the shelter was closed temporarily when officials expected 34 dogs from a cruelty case to be returned to the shelter on Wednesday. A judge delayed the animals' return. Had they been brought back, Rogers noted that the county would have been unable to accept any animals until the criminal case was complete, and the county would also have had to pay for the medical bills for the dogs. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioner, school board, and other offices begins December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners go on to the general election in the fall. We have a full list of open offices at columbuscountynews.com. Columbus County municipalities will receive more than $538,000 in Powell Bill funds with the second installment of the state road money. The Powell Bill money is based on state-maintained mileage in municipalities plus the population. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. The Boys and Girls Home will host the Thankful Christmas Concert and Nativity Show on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. There'll be special music starting at 3 p.m. and thousands of nativity sets on display as well as for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. The town of Sandyfield will be hosting a community health fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the town hall. There'll be free resource information, free health screenings, and prizes. Sandyfield Town Hall is located at 1795 Woodyard Road. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night, along with November 26th at their firehouse. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday starting November 28th at the park. Shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Winter basketball registrations ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Recreation season. Cost is $15 for city residents and $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players ages 5 to 16, and a birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052, or you can see our story online for a link to register. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.